Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marv. Welcome to the show. Morning show here at WFHR, Friday edition. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Let's get rolling. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Not only do we got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up, where we're going to celebrate Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
I've lost my voice.
It's already gone.
It's gone. It was gone late last night, and I was afraid this was going to happen.
You've got like four shows left, dude. You cannot lose your voice.
You're so right. I got to keep it going.
Until tomorrow, until the rest of the day.
We've got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up. We'll also get into some fun things, because we also have the star of the day from our friends from Culver's.
All right.
Seth and I will play a famous 90s theme song for you from a TV show from the 90s. And you get the answer right. You haven't won anything in 30 days. You'll win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Cool.
It is also Friday the 13th. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
I forgot.
There's some giveaways going on as well.
Okay.
Want to get into that one. And
Lucky 13.
Got a couple of other interesting stories. How often does the average person ask, what did you say?
Oh, man.
What was that?
Huh? What?
Come
you talking to me?
Come again? I always like come again.
come again?
That's we got to bring that one back.
Pray, repeat yourself?
Yes. We have entertainment news for you, including something really interesting, the final song from Eddie and Alex Van Halen. I want to get into that with you.
That sounds fascinating. Okay.
What's new on your small screen? Talk some local theater as well. Get into all of that. And then Seth and I will get into the big four. The big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
We will discuss. We will see how we feel about this one. Are they the true legit ones?
Yeah, I already disagree.
No, I know. I feel like it. I haven't looked at the list. I did not pre-read it. And I feel like I agree with you.
We have to define what dad rock is, too. I'm not sure
that's
exactly
a good question.
What that is.
And especially, there's a lot of different dads out there that like a lot of different music.
Different tastes, so. You know.
The age where life gets real. We'll get into that one as well.
Life gets real.
It's great. That should be
never,
fun.
Never.
But it is Friday the 13th. 13th. Mm-hmm. And let's note this. The older you get, and the less, at least I feel like, the less this day really matters. Like, Seth didn't even know.
I totally forgot. Yeah.
This used to be a huge day for promotions and marketing and movies to be released and so many things. And mm-hmm. nobody's going to football's on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or we got an election coming up.
Yeah,
or,
right.
It's funny. Now, I guarantee you, at every high school in this city and around the country, they know. They know that it's Friday the 13th.
Right.
When you're young, these kind of things just hit different or mean something more.
I think it's just because it's something slightly different.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. It's just a day that, you know, people have, you know, ooh, Friday the 13th, you know, let's make a movie series out. No. But, you know, what I mean? It's different. I think people just, especially kids, latch on to that.
A survey found that an overwhelming majority of Americans don't really care about the date today. When people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80%, trying to get 80% on anything right now. 80% of people said it's probably not or definitely not unlucky.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
On the other side of things, just 11% of us think today is probably or definitely unlucky. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky.
Really?
And they're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. I found this interesting. Carl and I actually did this stat way back in the day of who is more superstitious among the sexes. And men by far and away are more superstitious than women.
Why?
And that's just from baseball.
Or any sport for that matter, actually.
Really, yeah. 16% of men say that they are very superstitious compared to just 2% of women.
Wow. Just 2%.
That's interesting.
Of women. Wow. My goodness.
Maybe it's not that interesting to others. To me, it is, just because the only really superstitious person I know is my mother growing up, who is also the smartest person I know.
Right. And
up.
I don't think that they have to be, you know, they're mutually exclusive.
Not at all.
But that's fascinating to me. That I did not know about, that more men than women are superstitious. How about that?
I
didn't know that.
I like the idea of... the idea of these special days to kind of break up the monotony, make things not as your usual day in September or something like that.
Exactly.
But
I think it has something to do with being in September too, because I remember last year, Friday the 13th was in October.
Yeah.
And it was a bigger deal because, hey, October, you know, Halloween, yes. That's what you think about. And it's like, oh, on the same month, you've got Halloween and Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. But now it's just September, and no one, poor September, is always forgotten. And they just like, what is, we're just waiting to get to the, you know, the fun months here coming up, right?
this is the breathing month. This is the month where we take a breath before the marathon that is the holiday season begins. And it already really has in some ways.
It has the great misfortune of being when you go back to school, you know, of course. So there's like reasons to not like September.
Yeah.
I feel bad. At least they have that one cool song by the Earth, Wind, and Fire. They've got that.
And there's a lot of anniversary. I know we have quite a few coming up and everything on our list and stuff. But our family, my mom and dad, my brother and sister, both, all three of them have their wedding anniversaries in September.
Wow.
And at the end of the month is my mother's birthday September. So I've always kind of looked at the month as a beginning of the holiday season for our family.
Oh, that makes sense.
Where we're going to be celebrating
lots
this month.
Lots of celebrating, right?
Yeah, and then you get into October, of course, with Halloween, and that's more of the fun celebrating. And not to say Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah are not fun.
Right.
But let's be real about this. As adults, they also involve a lot of logistics.
Yes.
You know, if you are fortunate
If
you are fortunate enough to travel and see family during the holidays, it is not just, hey, Christmas, cool, we can just kick back. Like, whether you are hosting, whether you are running, whatever you are doing, you are doing something on Christmas and you are going to be busy.
You're going to be busy.
Unlike Friday the 13th, where you're just kind of like, what is that again? Is that still a thing? Is that what
why is it Friday the 13th? See, I know why, you know, 13, traditionally unlucky number for, I know there's lots of reasons for that. But why Friday? Why not, you know, Monday or Saturday or something like that?
It just, there is something about the sound of it. I don't have anything. I'm going off the top of my head
My
first thoughts on this, because I've never thought about that before. I think that's actually really interesting. You're right about the 13 part with the Last Supper, Norse mythology. There is a number of different things that 13 has always been considered throughout thousands and thousands of years. That is one of the most long superstitions we've had is the number 13. Might even be the first superstition we had.
Wow.
I don't know, but it might be. I don't think I've looked that one up and I haven't been able to find what the first superstition was or anything. But I do think that it is a lot about sound. It is a lot about what we make up in our heads. Because
I think you may be
Tuesday
right there.
Tuesday the 13th does not sound
it
like
doesn't. It.
Nobody in human history has ever been scared or worried or not done something or planned something because of that.
Maybe it's a syllable thing. So there's only two days, I think, that have Thursday. No, I guess that has two syllables, but they do. No, that's not it. That's not it either. So I don't know. Wow. That's a great, I like that theory though. I like it.
And as long as we've been doing the 5-day work week thing, Friday has also been the traditional day of, this is where we let loose. This is where we
start of the weekend kind of thing. Yeah.
Like every kid on the last day of school, we are, every one of us in the workforce on a Friday, just ripping our tie off and school's out forever. all of that. So I don't know. I think it's a fun, interesting conversation though.
It is. I'm fascinated by it.
And make it what you will, everybody. I grew up with a mother who was very superstitious and would make a big deal out of these things. And to me, I always, in my head, I never told her this, but my favorite number is 4. 1 + 3 = 4. So 13 to me has always been a pretty lucky number. I wore the number 13 in school. In sports, I've had a couple of different times in my life where 13 has been actually a really lucky number for me.
And are you in the NFL right now? No, that's right. I'm just kidding.
It is bad luck. You're right, Seth.
Totally. No, I proved it.
I was on a course to be a great returner in the NFL, and it was,
you wore 13 and
just number 13.
My dad too. That's his lucky number. He was born on a 13th. May 13th. So he's always considered it a lucky number.
What about you out there? Do you have any superstitions? What do you think are interesting superstitions? And does Friday the 13th affect you at all? Do you feel superstitious about this? Are there things that you're not planning today because it's Friday the 13th? Actually actively avoiding it or something like that. I wonder if anybody's getting married today or anything like that. I mean, you got to think. I'm thinking locally, obviously, in the world, somewhere is getting married today. Although that'd be weird if nobody in the world's getting married on Friday the 13th.
That would be very weird, but I think there's plenty of people that are going to be doing that. You know what? I think we should. I remember reading somewhere of you know, like laughing in the face of superstition and having a Friday the 13th party.
Yes.
Like Friday the 13th fate, I think is what it's called, where you actually actively, you know, like walk under ladders and open umbrellas inside and do all those things that are considered unlucky.
I almost got kicked off of a show once because early in my career I used to do that. I used to do it with my mother all the time, where she would do something and I would kind of, you know, she'd throw salt over her shoulder and I'd throw it in front, like, you know, it's something like that. Or
in the face of fate.
I'd step on a crack and, "Mom, how's your back?" You know, and we did that to each other. To be fair, she did the same thing to me. We messed with each other a little bit. I tried this in theater once, and some of the most superstitious people you will ever be around can be theater people.
That
not all of them.
Was a miscalculation, yeah, I think.
I almost got kicked out. Like, they did not like it. There are certain Shakespeare plays you don't bring up. There is ladders you don't walk under, and it didn't. The show went on, and we were fine. We were fine.
The weird Big Beth thing. That's so weird. Because people still do Macbeth. It's not like I don't get it. I don't get it.
I want so badly to be a part of a Macbeth production.
Yeah, me too.
Just so I could see, well, how do you handle this? Like, what do you do the whole time? Do you just never say the name? And even on stage, do you not say it?
I totally want to be Macduff.
I like that.
That's the role I want
to be. Let's do that. Today is the first of two Friday the 13th this year. The second one is December 13th.
Oh, wow.
Which is coming up.
Well, those are close together. Wow.
Krispy Kreme is celebrating with a special promotion. Customers that buy a dozen donuts or a 16-pack of minis can get 12 original glazed donuts for just 13 cents. Oh. Only today, though.
Wow.
To access,
do you get a baker's dozen as well? I mean, get the 13th donut?
I like that. To access the buy one, get one deal, you have to use the promo code 13 when ordering in-store, online, via the app, or a website. If you want something more savory, Wendy's is offering their rewards members a free any size hot and crispy fry with any purchase in the app. So some people kind of celebrating, if you will. I say that word loosely, but celebrating.
sort of the
day, the holiday, if you will. I don't know what to call it.
I don't think it's a holiday.
No, just the odd day that is.
It's an
Friday
odd
the 13th.
Day.
We're going to take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Seth and James taking you through your Friday morning here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Go visit our friends El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, not only are they wishing everybody a happy Friday the 13th, but they have a fundraiser Friday going on at El Cafe.
They do.
Today, they not only have great specials over there, but also from 4 to 8 tonight, they are raising money for the Parents Organization of Port Edwards Elementary.
Nice.
A percentage of the sales and money collected through the 50-50 raffle they've had all week will be donated to the group.
Nice.
It is always amazing to be able to help those that help us and help each other. Strangers helping strangers. That is what our communities are all about.
Right.
And buy local, support local, help those that help us and put into us. And by us, I mean our community.
Right.
El Cafe. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Perfect opportunity to try their fish fry, too.
That thing is getting more and more popular over there. Head on over to Port Edwards and enjoy some great food from El Cafe. And wish them a great day from us, everybody. And shout out to them for that fundraiser they're doing. That is really cool. That's very cool of them. We have a gigantic list today.
Awesome.
Not only are we celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we got multiple names on every day. Seth, I need a 1 through 4.
Okay. Ooh, let's do 4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can get right there. All right. And I need a 1 through 3.
3.
Oh, that is funny. 3. That, okay. And then I need a 1 through 3 again.
2.
All right. Oh, all right. All right. Gives us the qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to a good friend of both of us. Actually, we got two back-to-back birthdays of friends of ours coming
up. Okay. All right.
So first, we want to wish happy birthday to Dolores Farrow.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Dolores' last name is P-H-A-R-O. So Pharaoh is...
Yeah, Pharaoh.
Or is that just the Egyptian in me that wants to make it that?
Make you a Pharaoh. Yeah, hey, that's not a bad thing to be.
Beautiful name, Dolores. I love that name. Dolores, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And then we have two back-to-back birthdays of good friends of ours, this community's, and certainly Wisconsin Rapids Community Theaters.
Ooh.
First up, we wish happy birthday to Tim Young.
Tim Young.
Our good friend Tim, of
happy
course,
birthday.
Celebrating his birthday today. You know, we've enjoyed Tim in this area for years. Mm-hmm. Appreciate him and his wonderful wife. Hope they're having fun and having a good day. Tim is
hanging out in Appleton now. Yeah,
definitely celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest laughs you will ever hear, Linda Garsky, celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Linda is my Scorsese. She is my Scorsese. She has directed me more than anybody. She has brought out the best of me and more mm-hmm. than anybody. And that's on and off stage.
Yep, yep. And they went out and celebrated a little bit. She's part of the show that's going on right now. And they had a little celebration last night that my wife was at.
I thought I heard that laugh. I thought I did. Linda, enjoy your day. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We will talk soon. You take care. And our qualifier today, none of those people's qualified. That was surprising.
All of those people.
But the our qualifier today, celebrating their first birthday.
First birthday?
We never get these.
Wow.
Celebrating their first birthday, Zayden Rainey.
Zayden. Oh, happy birthday, Zayden.
Zayden, you have one of the coolest names I've ever heard.
That's awesome.
And we wish you a very happy first birthday.
Yes, that's so cool. You're so right. We never get to do that.
A lot of people don't think about this, but here at WFHR, one of the things we have started to do since I have been program director is work to get those coveted under five age demographic.
that age.
Yeah, we're starting young.
Trying to make very loyal listeners is what we're trying to do.
How you build an audience, Seth. Yeah, that's how you do it. This, you really know. Zayden and to those, of course, Zayden's parents, happy first birthday. Because I especially think the first couple birthdays are for the parents as much as they are for the child.
Oh, 100%. This is the one where you give them the cake and make a giant mess. And this is the one time where everyone's like, yes, make a mess. It's very cool, you know? It's now.
One of my, I am not even kidding, one of my favorite things in the world is a kid getting that first piece of cake and just destroying it.
Yeah, making a huge mess.
Oh, it's the best ever. Have fun with that. And a happy first birthday to our qualifier, Zayden Rainey.
All right, cool.
We take a look at Saturday, where we wish a happy birthday to Deb Hoyer.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Also wishing a happy 28th anniversary to Tim and Lisa Anderson.
Oh, Tim and Lisa, happy anniversary.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. We hope it's a great one for you. And Seth, and I could not see the list.
No,
we
I couldn't.
Did not choose this.
No.
Celebrating their 22nd anniversary, our great friends Randy and Terry Johns.
Oh, congratulations, you two.
Randy, of course, put a lot of service, a lot of time into this community. We greatly appreciate that from him. And mm-hmm. Terry continues to do a very similar thing.
That's very true.
Through the United Way, as she is the CEO. Over there. The mm-hmm. United Way does so many amazing things in this community. I joke with her all the time. Terry knows everybody in this community.
Very close.
What I don't know if comes across is I say that with admiration.
Yes.
And as a compliment. Because
that's very cool.
She knows that the more people she knows, more people she talks to, mm-hmm. more feedback she gets, the more good work they can do at the United Way.
Yep.
They got a campaign season going on and a lot of other great things going on. We'll talk with her and the other team members of the United Way about that. And again, a big happy 22nd anniversary to Randy and Terry Johns, mm-hmm. qualifiers for Saturday. 22nd, happy 22nd, you two.
Yep.
Tim and Lisa, though, got a little couple years on you, though. I'm just
saying. Yeah, they do.
What can you do about that? You can't add years. You can't. And Sunday, September 15th, we wish a happy birthday to Gary Pierce.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary, we hope you enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. And we wish a happy birthday to Adam Ashbeck.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Adam, enjoy your day. Hope mm-hmm. it's a good one for you. And our qualifier on Sunday, I honestly was going to, I was going to move this. I'm going to be honest with the audience. Seth picked three, and I wasn't going to choose this one mm-hmm. because it seemed too on the nose.
Oh.
But it's the way it worked out.
That is.
We got to go with it. We wish a very happy birthday Sunday to friend of the station, friend of Playmakers, Kevin Krueger.
No, Kevin. Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Kevin. Enjoy it. We appreciate Kevin. Kevin calls up and is a loyal listener, joins us all the time. And he jokes about helping me out with stuff and everything sometimes when I'm doing the show solo. But it honestly is it really is a lot of fun when you get the chance to connect with listeners like mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
And you get to not only give them a chance to get their voice out there, which I feel is more important than 90% of the talking heads that are out there at the networks and ESPN and all that. that stuff. I'd rather hear from real people all the
real
time.
Real fans, yeah.
Let alone they got they're intelligent. They got something smart to say.
Exactly.
But also certainly somebody who has spread the word of our show and everything has really helped us in that regard. That's one of the greatest things that our listeners can do for us, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yes. Well, he is getting to be such a regular. He's going to have his own segment soon. Kev's Corner.
Yes. Yes. Kev's Corner is coming up. Everybody, just look for a sponsor. Look for a sponsor. We'll get that for you. Kev, we'll talk with you later, possibly, and enjoy your day, man. Have a great weekend. And thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate every single one of you. Got a great list today.
That was a great list.
I got to know if, because Kevin and Terry and Randy are all friends, I've got to know if Kevin gives them a hard time, like, well, you guys had to have your anniversary. Like, just got to take away the sunshine of my birthday. Just got to take away the spotlight a little bit. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Ben Savage is 44. Fred Savage's little brother from Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World and all of that. The wonderfully talented Fiona Apple is 47.
Wow.
Just an amazing songwriter, singer.
Jeez, I didn't realize she was our age.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Wow.
Complete original, Fiona Apple.
That means
original.
When she released her first stuff, she was like a teenager.
That first album.
Oh, my gosh.
There's not one song on that first album I don't love.
Brilliant.
And that I don't go back and listen to every once in a while. The song Carry On that the album wraps up with, her voice does things that I didn't know the voice could do. Like, she's just really good artist.
Yep.
Joe Don Rooney is 49 from Rascal Flatts.
Oh, okay.
Superstar from
Joe Don. Of course his name is that.
You've got a couple of celebrity kids celebrating birthdays today. Stella McCartney is 53, fashion designer. She is Paul and Linda's daughter.
That's right. Yeah.
And a wonderful young lady, she seems like. As I call her, she's older than me.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because you associate it because she's Paul's daughter. Yeah, you know, that's what it is.
Zach Starkey is 59, Ringo Starr's son.
Drummer in his own right, yeah.
He's a drummer for The Who right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Michael Johnson is 57, Olympic superstar. He holds four gold medals from Barcelona, Atlanta, Sydney Games. Loved watching Michael Johnson race.
He was good.
Stephen Perkins is 57, another a drummer from Jane's Addiction.
Okay, all right.
Jeffrey Ross is 59, the Roastmaster General. The guy who has picked up the mantle from, you know, so many other great insult comics over the years and everything. But I will say Jeff Ross is also a really good comedic writer. He's been on a lot of TV shows over the years. And one of those really respected guys in the industry because while he is an insult comic, much like Don Rickles, I got to imagine one of his bigger influences.
Probably.
Don Rickles would insult the living daylights out of his audience and his friends and all that. And he would wrap up every show. And I do it with love.
Yeah,
and he genuinely meant it. Jeff Ross does a very similar thing. Let's see here. Jean Smart, the wonderful Jean Smart, is 73.
She's wonderful.
Charlene on Designing Women, but she's been in a couple of TV shows the last couple of years. She's just had like a renaissance,
man.
And she was so like typecasted from Designing Women as being that type of actor.
Right.
I've seen her in Legion and a couple of shows where she's played almost like semi darker characters. Whew.
Brilliant.
Ooh, is she good?
Yes.
Oh, is she a good actor?
It's just nice that she's getting the chance to do that.
Yeah.
Even that this later in her life.
It's a shame in her 60s and now that 70s that she's... But at the same time, you know, you're right. It is that she's getting it.
And I think a lot of that has to do with so many, especially women, you know, if they have a certain look about them, you know, they're very attractive women. And she's always been a very attractive woman. I think that works against them sometimes.
Yeah.
And they have to wait, until they're older, till they get that chance to actually show their chops.
It's got to be maddening. It's just insane. It's
they
wrong.
They always want to cast her as the, you know, whatever, the same thing over and over again.
Somewhat similar story with the great Jacqueline Bisset. She is 80 today, the British beauty. Stewardess in the airport movie, disaster movie. But more famously, I would say she is the girlfriend in the Steve McQueen's Bullet. To me, that movie still holds up as the greatest car chase movie of all time.
Man, it's so long.
It's so long.
Such a lot. But it's so cool. It has been parodied so many times. That's how you can tell that it's reached the a certain cultural level, how many times it's been parodied.
Oh, yeah. I get goosebumps thinking about it. I remember being a little kid watching it and realizing as it's going on, I'm going to spend the rest of my life loving car chase scenes in movies.
And according to my father, who has actually driven in the streets of San Francisco, awful. It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, the streets are awful in San Francisco. Francisco.
I didn't drive in San Francisco, but I was on the trolleys a bit and everything, and I did see like two different accidents while I was in San Francisco.
It's crazy.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
The wonderfully voiced, two wonderful voices back to back here. Peter Cetera is 80 today. Of course, Chicago frontman for many years, also having a great solo career of his own.
Good bassist, too.
After all, the duet with Cher. Interesting. That song has always stood out to me. I always thought those two's voices were very interesting.
Blended
together.
Very well, yeah.
And the great David Clayton Thomas, 83 today from the Blood, Sweat, and Tears singer-songwriter.
Spinning wheel.
Just
not to go round.
What an amazing voice.
Love it.
What an amazing voice. Just so many good ones. And the guy that used to sit in this chair, Bob, that was his favorite singer, man. He loved
really?
That. He loved David with Clayton Thomas.
He's excellent, man.
Barbara Bain is 93. The Cinnamon Carter from Mission Impossible
TV
series.
That's right. All right, Barbara.
The great Nell Carter, born in this day in 1948. Nell, and Give Me a Break and all that.
Sang the theme song, too.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Oh, God, would I love that song. And Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog.
Oh, my gosh. What a list.
Wonderful, wonderful singer. I'm going to listen to Blue Moon, I think, tonight. Mel doing Blue Moon. It's a good one. Velvet Fog, man. Just one of the greater singers, I think, that I've ever heard. I loved hearing Mel
Very
Torme
good scatter, too,
yes,
by the way.
Because I'm a scat guy. I like scat singers, so. And Ronald Dahl, born on this day in 1916. Oh, child's author, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, the BFG. Speaking of which, Matilda is going to be being performed by our friends at CWAC coming up next month, I believe.
That's right, the musical. And I have to say that my youngest has really gotten into Ronald Dahl recently. He's read all of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the Great Glass Elevator, the sequel to it, and all that stuff. He's been really enjoying it.
Just an incredible author.
Yes.
Incredible author. We take a quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. For Saturday, let's see here. Andrew Lincoln is 51. Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead. Actually, a bunch of other movies.
A little quick aside here. First of all, I didn't know he was British. And second of all, I just heard from like 2007 a BBC radio adaptation of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, and he is one of the either Rosencrantz or Guildenstern.
Ooh, I gotta get that.
It is good. Oh my God, is he amazing in that?
Like any actor, I wouldn't turn down Hamlet or any of these things, but that's the one that I want to do. That's the only Shakespeare play I haven't done that I want to do.
Right. Well, Shakespeare.
Sort of Shakespeare. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tom Stoppard, but yes.
In that elk.
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's so
hilarious.
Good. I got to hear him doing that. It's great.
Very good.
He's a really talented actor.
He is.
Half the reason I kept watching The Walking Dead was because of how good his acting was on it and everything. Sam Neill, 77, another fine actor.
Ooh, an Aussie. Yeah.
Dr. Allen in the Jurassic Park movies, The Cardinal and the Tudors, and so many others. People no longer with us, Clayton, the Lone Ranger Moore, born in 1914, the original Lone Ranger.
Clayton Moore, but before he became Bud Moore in a game show host.
Yeah. And Amy Winehouse would have been celebrating birthday, would have been 41. That's a shame.
Yep.
And a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Prince Harry is 40. Tom Hardy is 47. Interesting. Sophie Dahl is 47, granddaughter of Ronald Dahl.
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
Wow.
Dan Marino is 63 on Sunday. Still overall best quarterback
probably
I ever saw.
Still has the quickest release, even in his 60s. Probably could probably release that ball like you wouldn't believe.
They showed a couple of highlights last night during the game of him. I was watching it, and I'm like, man, I don't think that anybody still did it faster than Marino.
He made some throws I still can't believe. Anyway.
I think you can make the argument still the smartest quarterback we've ever seen.
One of them.
Just incredibly intelligent. Gaylord Perry would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. You just brought him up the other day.
Yes, the name Gaylord, that's why. It's an odd name. You don't hear it very often. The king of the spitball.
Yeah. The legend Nipsey Russell, born on Sunday, born in 1918. Comedic genius, the Tin Man and the Wiz, and so many other things. And one of the greatest authors of all time, Agatha Christie, born in 1890, passed away in 1996, classic murder mystery author.
Yes.
Celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well. Visit our friends at El Cafe this weekend, everybody. And again, keep in mind that fundraiser that they are doing tonight, where they're raising money for Parents Organization of Port Edwards Elementary, whether it's the 50-50 raffle or picking up a meal or just something to eat from 4 to 8, join them tonight and check out that great fish fry.
Yeah.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Again, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody that celebrated with us. Thank you so much for celebrating your special days with us.
All weekend long.
Appreciate y'all out there. We're going to take a break. Check out some news. those, getting to taking care of our partners. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of our partners, our good friends at Culver's, and our star of the day.
Woo. It's
coming up on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we encourage you to do is not only treat yourself and get on over to Culver's, have some Culver's in your life this weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
But get ready to call 715-424-2600. If you have the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away from getting your guests in and seeing if you can win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Awesome.
That is not just two adult meals. That is not just two kids meals. That is free Culver's, everybody.
That's all that you need right there.
You can't.
For supper tonight.
You can't beat that.
Not with a stick.
No, not with anything. What we encourage you to do right now is get ready to call up and join us. Now, I'm going to be honest with everybody. This one may be tough or it may be really easy.
I'm not sure which way this one's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's see where you guys land. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Win yourself some free Culver's. Tell us what TV theme song this is from.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You got a stumper out there?
I think so.
Wow.
Is he going to get to the refrain? I want to see if he gets to the refrain before we get a call.
I'm surprised.
I'm a little shocked.
We stumped him.
I'm a little shocked.
Oh, my gosh. No one?
It was a pretty darn popular show.
It was. It was on for many, many seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny about this song, I knew about the song from this before I knew about where it originally came from. Of course, it's a cover of The Beatles by Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
And it was the theme song that apparently no one remembers.
Wow.
Has this ever happened? Are we witnessing history here, ladies and gentlemen?
I want to say it's happened maybe once before.
Okay. All right.
But I'll be honest with everybody. I don't know if it has. I don't remember if it has or not. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner, though.
Oh, maybe we do.
Late winner, late guess. Hey, good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. One of my favorite TV shows growing up. That's a good choice. Thank you for trying.
Good guess.
Thank you for trying. I do have a backup just in case that.
Yeah, I always have a backup.
And I've had this one sitting here, and just in case this ever happens.
See?
So should I play it again? Should I play the?
I don't know if that's going to happen. Oh, wait. We got a caller now. Well, maybe that's
see.
It.
Let's
maybe
see
it.
Here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Three is company.
No, but
a
good choice, sir.
Wow.
Good choice. Wow.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of cool guesses that you're right. They do sound similar now that I think about it, but no. Wow.
I thought it would be tricky using an actual song.
That wasn't specific for the show, right? Yeah,
a handful of TV shows over the years have done that. Mm-hmm. But let's see here. One more try. Good morning. What's your answer?
How about the Wonder Years?
Yes!
We got it. Oh,
nicely
thank goodness.
Done. Let's make it official. There we
Wonderful.
Go.
Wonderful.
Nicely done. Oh, got it in at the last second there. Our last one. I was going to go to the backup. Thank you so much for calling and listening. What's your first name?
Andy.
Oh, thank you so much. Sandy, did you say?
Yes.
Sandy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Was that a guess, Sandy, or did you know that one?
My husband told me the answer.
Hey.
That's okay.
A shout out to him. He gets first dibs on the fries.
That's right. There you go.
That is fantastic. Thank you both so much for listening and playing along. Sandy, did you and your husband watch the show at all?
A couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a fun show. I didn't watch it, every episode or anything, but I do remember a handful of episodes.
I remember watching it quite regularly, now that I think about it.
It's a good show. Sandy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. You are our newest star of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, got that in. Got that in.
Wow, man. So you've got it pulled up here. How many years was this show on the air? I'm curious now.
It ran from from January 31st, 1988 to May 12th, 1993.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know if that's longer or shorter than I remember. That's weird.
It says six seasons. Okay. It was a total of six seasons. So, wow. It seemed like it ran longer than that. I don't know why.
So many great performances and actors on that show, and wonderfully narrated by Daniel Stern.
Yes,
like just a great narrator. Yes, a great job. And of course,
and his brother, I think, was one of the creators. His Daniel Stern was one of his the writers on the show, if I remember correctly.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
That's how he got that.
Yes, it is.
That's how that happened. I forgot all about that.
Brothers helping brothers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. We are going to go ahead and go to break, and we'll talk with Sandy a little bit, everybody. But we encourage you to be listening every Friday for another edition of Star of the Day. Yes. Thanks to our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Happy Friday.
We finally made it again.
We made it. They can't take that from us.
They cannot.
Got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour. Of course, the 9 o'clock hour kickoff, a little bit of entertainment news for you. We're going to get into some fun stuff. The last song that Eddie and Alex Van Halen worked on together. I want to talk about that.
Cool.
We've also got a couple of other interesting entertainment notes for you. Snoop's got some marriage advice. We've got that is
apparently he's trying to check off every box ever.
Just make sure, just in case anything might have not been checked off. We got that coming up for you. We'll also let you know new on your small screen and talk about some local theater. Then Seth and I, a little bit later, we'll get into the big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Yes.
We're going to find out what those bands are, and we want the audience to participate in this one.
Yes.
And what age does life start getting real? What age? We'll get into that one, too.
If you can help it.
Yeah.
If you can help it.
Well answered. We have got some also our schedule to get into. We got a jam-packed weekend for you. We got a lot of football to cover.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of fun things going on. But what's the most common response you hear when you say something? Yes, no, I don't know, or what did you say?
What did you say?
According to new research, the average person says, what did you say to someone else 3 times a day?
That's it?
That seems
like a little light.
Yeah. That's about 21 times a week, 91 times a month, or 1,095 times per year.
Right.
Obviously, there are several reasons why people ask to repeat themselves. Hearing issues, we don't follow what was said, we weren't listening, or we're buying time to come up with an answer.
Which we probably do more than we'd like to admit. But for me, it's like someone's in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shouting, hey, like, especially with kids, you get this a lot. It's like you say, what did you say? Come in here, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel comfortable saying 7 to 8 times out of 10 in an interview when a person says, that's a really good question, they mean it.
Yep.
And there are a few things that make any interviewer feel better than hearing that. I don't care.
Absolutely.
If you are a Barbara Walters or you are anybody else doing an interview, you feel good from that.
Mm-hmm.
The other percentage of the time is they're buying time to think of an answer.
Think of an answer. That's right.
It's usually, it took me a while to pick up on that, but you can tell the difference sometimes with certain people. It's fun. And if they couldn't hear, the average person will ask for it to be repeated twice before giving up on the understanding just pretending they heard what was said.
I've done that.
Basically, every conversation you've ever had at a concert.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like this. I just had this happen the last concert I was at. There's a guy I don't know and I don't want near me. And he just will not like, hey, man, you're having a good time. And I'm just nodding my head. Yeah, it's a great show. Did you hear that? Whatever you just said, man. I have no idea.
Rock on, man. Yes, you can use it. Yeah.
No, I can't believe it. Like, that's all you do. I'm a little surprised that it is that little, but when I look at how many times per year, it doesn't seem as surprising to me that we say it that much. Does anybody else also kind of like get noted here that the overall hearing of people is not great? Like, none of us have the greatest of hearing?
I think that's just noise pollution.
Yeah.
You know, not only do we have constant stuff around us in the environment, of course, we have all those things. In Rapids here, trains. Constantly, so we hear that a lot.
Yeah,
and that would have an issue with it. But I think, you know, we listen to music, and you know, we have a lot of media around us all the time, kind of thing. I think that has something to do with it.
I think that when it comes to like why we're doing this isn't always an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of buying time is a little more interesting to me for some reason. I don't know. I don't know that you could say that this works even. Because aren't you... I don't know. I feel like that it doesn't work either. Like, okay. As far as the buying the time part. I don't see why it does.
It might.
Yeah.
I can see it. Like, I think I've done that before. I can actually think of a few times when I'm like, wait, what did you say? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say?
I'm so sorry, Seth. What was that?
Yeah.
Was that?
Were you talking to me?
There's an arcade claw machine hack all over TikTok that's supposed to up your chances of winning a toy.
Sure.
It hinges on the fact that those machines can be set so the claw grips things hard or not so hard.
Mm-hmm.
The video claims there's a cheat code as soon as the game starts. Push the joystick left, left, right, right, down, down, and it triggers the machine to do the tightest grip setting possible. But if it's a real hack or not, or is it just clickbait? I'm going to show Seth the video here
okay.
real quick.
We will click here, okay.
And they're kind of showing you a video of how to do this.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the old Contra. Up, up, down, down,
I was
going to
say,
it's
the Konami code.
Yeah.
It's the old Konami code, yeah.
Which makes me really feel like this doesn't
work.
It's
baloney. Yeah. I totally, there's no way. Sorry. It's.
Yeah. Plus, can I be honest? I mean, I also feel like this is kind of lame. Like, to come up with a hack for these claw games that, like, these companies are, I mean, making peanuts off of and everything. And
man,
these toys are worth, like, 5 cents.
I found a variation on that game recently when my family and I were up in Duluth. We're at one of those, you know, adventure places, arcade, you know, batting cage kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like gigantic, like Mario, plush Mario's, huge thing.
Ooh.
That's the only thing that was in this, you know, this arcade thing. And you were supposed to, there was a like a scissors, and you were supposed to cut the cord.
Whoa.
You have to line it up like exactly
weird.
To cut the cord, and then it falls down and you get the prize. I thought, wow, that is an interesting variation on the claw game, man.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an interesting way to do that.
Well, in the claw game, it is, to a certain extent, it's rigged because of the way everything's packed in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to get those, you know, and then have the claws that don't really grip well. You know, it's a way to get your money, basically.
Whether they're all rigged or they're just, whether we're talking these or carnival games or anything
mm-hmm.
like that, whether they're rigged or not, I mean, the point is, of course, to try to challenge you. And I would think that that's part of the fun of it, too, is being able to, you know, defy that, even if you do know, you know, that we all kind of mm-hmm. assume that these things are that way.
Right.
I don't know that they are. I don't know that you can necessarily
well,
say.
Well, remember this, James. Okay, speaking of carnival games,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the day, there's always going to be one winner who wins the huge bear.
Yes.
Because then they have to lug it around the rest of the day and everyone else sees it. Hey,
yes.
They won the big one, and that's going to draw more people to the game. See?
So smart.
So smart. It's great marketing.
That is good marketing.
Carnies
right
are
there.
The best at that, man.
I also did not realize that this machine had the tightening, loosening thing. That was kind of – that was actually
that
more
sense.
Interesting to me than any of this.
It's actually a form of gambling, actually.
Yeah. yeah. That we've all been legal with for years.
I know.
Like, you know, and not even – not only
and
that –
and it's for kids.
It's letting kids do it. It's funny the things they get grandfathered in, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of it is we're just cool with it or how much of it is, oh, I forgot about that thing.
Yeah, I think I nostalgia maybe. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, having said all that, my kid, man, he has won like 4 or 5 things from those.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what his touch is, but woo.
My dad, my little sister would drive my dad crazy because the first time that he took us to one of those machines at like a Chuck E. Cheese or something, and he won like a bunch of kids' things, and he was really good at it. So for the rest of my dad's life, like my sister would just drive him crazy, like dad,
take another one, get
always do it. He was really good at them too, though. I don't know what it was, just a
feel geometry
for it
thing,
or something.
Maybe I don't know,
maybe
so his math brain.
Like to wrap up our hours with good stories of the day, and whether it's the 8 o'clock or the 9 o'clock, we're going to do that today and get you ready into your weekend on a good vibe. A new report found unruly behavior on airplanes has fallen 75% in the past 3 years.
Really?
75%.
75%. Wow.
The FAA has also received 1,454 reports since January, compared to almost 6,000 in 2021.
Wow.
It's still higher than before COVID, but it's much more in line with what we were doing pre-pandemic.
Wowza.
According to the report, here are the most the three most likely reasons we're beating each other up on planes less these days.
Interesting way of putting it.
Number one, the mask mandates. That has kind of taken a little bit of the argument out of there. Less opportunities for conflicts.
Yes, because, you know, I really needed to argue about that.
Different people are traveling. The airlines slashed prices back then to get us flying again, and it led to a lot of rookie flyers who didn't know the rules. There are also far more vacations back then and fewer business travels. That's been flipped a little bit more.
Back to more business, yeah. Almost
all of our regular flyers are business people nowadays. Right, right. And fewer and fewer people are traveling for vacations through flight.
Right.
Certainly, more and more people are actually traveling the roads for vacations.
Right, exactly.
Airplanes are serving alcohol again. and this is helping?
Apparently, as long as you keep it to like one, then you kind of relax a little bit and you're good to go.
Well, and I mean, there is something to be said, too, for, kind of knocking people out a little bit, maybe, calming them down a little bit.
Make the drink a little strong for them, right?
Traditionally, not always, but traditionally, it is not the third, the one or two drinks that get people rowdy. And those are the ones that make them maybe be a little sleepy or maybe a little calmer. It's the sixth or seventh ones that tend to make them rowdy. So maybe exactly. It's some of that too. They thought removing booze from planes would help the problem, but then people just got drunk at airport,
bars. Yeah, yep. Before they got on. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Or they snuck bottles onto the planes, which also created plenty of problems as well.
Jeez.
But overall, now you may be asking, well, why do I still see videos and everything like this? Because there are still knuckleheads out there, and everybody's got a camera nowadays. So we're just seeing more of this than we have in years past. But it's also in part two because these people stand out because there is not as many knuckleheads on these planes anymore. That's part
of it. Boy, but still, there's just so much drinking, man. Does the United States need an intervention?
I've talked with a lot of our officials about this in our state here in Wisconsin about that.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of pride in Wisconsinites in the Wisconsinites take in drinking or brewing or whatever.
Brewing
have
beer
you.
And the history of the state. Yep.
There's also got to be a balance with that because this state blows away anybody else when it comes to drunk driving.
Yeah.
And we just, the incidents we've had in recent months, let alone in years, have to be addressed. And it's foolish to think the two are not connected.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win any popularity votes here by saying this, and I understand that. That's how much I care about you guys. That's how much I care about drunk driving. Mm-hmm. That I'm willing to lose your love or your appreciation or what little bit of it I might have in saying, look, man, this needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
You guys got better things to hang your hat on than drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rest of the world, not just America, the rest of the world, the way you look at it. Think of all the millions of things that you and I as transplants appreciate about this state and would hold up about this
100%.
State. You're better than that. You're more than that. I mean, there's nothing against drinking. I had a drink last night. I'm not against drinking. Just having it be your identity has led to nothing but problems for this state.
Right.
Outside of a really cool named baseball team. And the best logo in baseball.
The Brewers.
The best logo in baseball.
Plus, they got two really cool mascots. The Barrel Man is awesome.
Yeah.
I like him almost as much as Bernie. Yeah. I gotta say.
We will take a time out and check in with our local and state news. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.